We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
New York State is playing catch-up with all the expired licenses, non-driver IDs, vehicle registrations, and inspections. Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns joining me this morning. Mickey, I don't know if a lot of people really know about this yet, but what is the targeted date that the state is giving people to get all this work done, all these documents in?
Well, Susan, good morning. The targeted date is November 3rd. But there's some semantics to this. You know, being a former legislator in Albany, you have to read the fine print. And they're saying that driver's licenses, permits, and vehicle inspections that expired during the pandemic have been extended at least through November 3rd. So this is how I read it. If you have a vehicle registration that has expired during that time, during the pandemic, from March 16th going forward to November 3rd, or a non-driver's ID, you are going to have to get that done. That inspection and that vehicle registration is going to have to be completed after November 3rd. Reading this, inclusive of the driver's license and the permits and the vehicle inspections, you're talking about at least through November 3rd. So what we have done, we've been preparing for this day knowing that, you know, these orders could change. And we have thousands of appointments ready to go. We're caught up with our appointments in the sense of we're only about a week out. So we have thousands of appointments. We have staff working overtime to accommodate people. And in addition to that, we've changed our registration where you can go online. You can go to erie.gov/clerk, and we have a way where you can renew your registration without coming into the DMV.
All right. Okay, that's good, because I know you like to keep the business local, right?
We want to keep the business local because at 12.75%, I know the county executive will be announcing his budget, which, you know, the clerk's office is doing great. We're at surplus in our auto bureau, even though we were closed to the public for 6 weeks pursuant to the governor's executive order. In our registrar's office, we're at surplus levels. We're doing great in this office. However, with the decline in sales tax, we're probably not looking at too good of a budget. So it's important, to, even now more than ever, with budgetary issues, to renew local.
All right. So you were just saying you've got thousands of appointments ready for people to make these appointments.
Correct.
And get this stuff done. In the past, we've talked to you, and you were kind of critical of people for taking appointments and not showing up. Is that still happening?
It's not. What we've done is we put a measure in place where we're calling people who have multiple appointments. And I think since we've handled this, I have to give a lot of credit to the frontline workers at the DMV. They're coming in an hour early. They're really working really, really hard. And we're doing our best to accommodate this. And you got to remember, Susan, we're in close proximity to other counties. We're handling other counties' work. So we're the largest auto bureau outside of New York City. So I'm very proud of our frontline workers. And people being safe. We're trying to keep people safe according to the governor's executive order. The one thing I would just have to say is it is sort of ironic that the governor wants only 50 people to come in to certain settings. And in this instance, he's encouraging people after November 3rd to sort of rush some of these auto bureaus. So we're prepared, and we're going to wait and see if it's everything is extended through November 3rd. If it comes to that point, I think we can handle it. We've been preparing for this.
Yeah, I mean, it will be a crush of business, right? Do you think that most people did wait, or were a lot of people still getting the stuff done?
Well, we've been encouraging people through the appointments. We've taken a lot of people. The one thing is, we've been telling people that with the Real ID, the federal government has extended that to October of 2021. Obviously, the Canadian border is closed. People cannot travel internationally. So a lot of people have been renewing their license. They've been doing that and then maybe waiting till next year to upgrade to a Real ID or an enhanced license. But we've been handling the work. And as I stated, our auto bureaus are profitable for the county, which and the state. We're an agent of the state. That's a good thing for New York State. But we're doing very, very well. And we're excited. And we can handle it. However, what people have to know is we don't want people to say they can, after November 3rd, this is extended through the governor's executive order. There's a possibility that you could receive a ticket now that you normally were covered under the executive order. So we appreciate you getting the word out. And if anyone has any questions, you can always email me at erie.gov, and we'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
Okay. And where can people make that appointment?
They can go online, go to erie.gov/clerk, and then come down to where it says appointments. And we have four facilities open, so we're doing quite well. And as I stated, we're less than a week out at some of our facilities. And you have to have an appointment to come into the facility. And as I stated, we've extended hours in the sense of that now we have appointments at 8 in the morning. So we're helping people who maybe can make an appointment prior to work. And we're open on Saturdays at two of our locations. We're the only auto bureau that's open in the state on Saturdays, at our Cheektowaga facility and at our Northtown's Sheridan's facility. So, and I got good news, Susan. We're working on opening up again, hopefully at the beginning of the year, at the Eastern Hills Mall, a brand new facility. That's going to be exciting. So we're doing our job, and we appreciate everyone that's been patient and supportive of the local auto bureau. And if I could leave you with this, is we're going to be starting YouTube channel with the clerk's office to let people know, you know, how to do a transaction. I know when people come in, they feel frustrated. Sometimes these are complicated transactions. We used to do a program where we would go out to senior centers. We can't do that anymore with COVID. But just try to be ready before you get into the auto bureau, and it makes a big difference.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.